he's more rounder than a turkey, not flat. And then he has, on his stomach body part, he has hair like a possum. And his tail looks like an alligator tail, kind of, you know what I mean.
It's kind of a combination of a lot of different animals.
I've heard him say, I mean, it's different. He had the combination of several different. I've heard him say, but I can't remember.
What would you call a little creature about this big that hops on the ground or can live in the water? There are two different kinds.
But well, that's a frog.
Frog.
There's two different kinds of them. There's one we call a bullfrog. He stays around the water just about all the time. And this other one that you see hopping about on the ground, we call that a toad frog.
Toad frog?
That's right. But people eat that bullfrog. It stays around the water all the time.
They have frog legs.
That's frog legs.
What would you call a smaller type of the same creature, the same frog that makes a chirping noise, but it lives in trees or something?
We got what we call a spring frog.
Spring frog?
Him. Yeah, he has more or less a little green and brown spots on him. There you go, spring frog. You find him around where it's springy water on these bridges.
I guess, are there a lot of those around here or not?
Not too many. We've got a few of them bullfrogs. There's some in a pond back in there in this field.
You can hear them at night, I guess.
I can hear them hollering back there. There's some in this ditch that you crossed out there.
Oh, yeah.
Some in there. We hear them holler every now and then. And they will come out, and we found four or five on the road there. People that run over at night, they come out on that road. I don't know why they come out to feed at night, but they come out of that ditch. And, and some of them that were killed out there, they were that long. Their thighs was, they were big as mine, thick as that right there. Yeah.
What do you call large worms used for bait and fishing?
We call them earthworm.
Earthworm?
That's right. Like they call them mostly now fishworm, but it's the old, same old earthworm right on. He lived in the earth.
What do you call, those are the small, or those are the ordinary, what would you call large worms used for bait?
That's still an earthworm. Now there's another one, that little one. Yeah. What you want, son? I'm busy. There's another worm that they use for fishing that's not near as large as this big old earthworm. They call them wigglers. Wigglers. He just wiggles more or less. Now this big earthworm that we were first talking about, but they just mostly crawl. But this little wiggler, whenever you get one of them out of the dirt, they live in there too. He just busy a wiggler. They call them wigglers.
I wonder which are better bait.
They tell me that that wiggler is best because he's on the move.
He's
moving and he calls attention to the fish.
What do you call an insect that's here, especially in the summer, that lights up at night? So that you can see its light at night.
We call the lightning bug. I don't know what the real name of them. We call them lightning bugs. You see that goes like that, and it'll light up and then it go out. We call them lightning bugs. I don't know what the real name is.
And how about an